Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. We're coming to you much later if you're watching on Facebook Live. It is at almost noon. We had a long interview with Charlie Warsham and Dierks Bentley and John Osborne, which you'll hear on Friday's show and on the podcast Friday. But we are here. We are still here. So that means if I'm just doing my math here, Eddie, since we're here and it's almost noon still doing this, you're going to be here like 7 p.m. tonight, right?
No, man, I'm going to be here for a long time. Yes. Got a lot of work to do.
You guys will still do Sore Losers today, too?
Yes. Yeah, we will.
All right. Well, let's get cracking then.
Thank you.
Texas parents sue Apple over damage to their son's ear caused by AirPods. Now, is this, Amy, in your mind, because it is mine, more of a parent problem? And, hey, if you listen to them real loud, it's going to blow out your ears?
Yes.
Or an Apple problem?
Yeah. I would say it's a parent problem. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, because, I mean, the child might have sensitive eardrums or whatever, because everyone's ears are different. But still, at the end of the day, it's not Apple's fault.
Two Texas parents are suing Apple, claiming that their 12-year-old's eardrum was torn apart by the AirPods. The suit claims the boy was watching Netflix in May 2020 when an Amber Alert went off, ripping open his right eardrum and leading to permanent hearing loss. The boy, according to the suit, was listening at a low volume, according to the suit. You can't prove he wasn't.
Yeah, I can't.
But then
he now suffers from vertigo, nausea, and trauma-related issues.
That sucks.
But again, this is from Yahoo. I would think that if this is able to go through and they win, your kid wrecks on a bike. Hey, well, so people made the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Went a little too fast.
But
a horn honked and scared him off the bike, and so he wrecked.
There's a difference, though. Difference what? Is they can make AirPods to not go above a certain level that can actually
but some
rip
people
your
have
eardrum.
Hearing
out,
problems.
Though. Yeah, then go and search those out. If you know that that's a situation, you have to go and find that takes care of you, that shields
right.
you.
The manufacturer shouldn't monitor that and be like, hey,
but
we
what
can't.
If they, what if they cap it and then someone that's harder of hearing needs the volume to be louder, but it's capped?
They can get special ones.
What about
ones?
Personal responsibility gosh. Just in general?
Do you remember the coffee lady? I mean,
I have a question here. Well, personal responsibility in general. Where does that go? When do we blame people for things that they really didn't do anything except provide a service?
Hey, man, he was listening to it at a very low level, he
That's
said.
That's what the lawsuit says.
I mean,
and the funny thing is, you can't prove he wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
He's probably going to win, huh?
I would think. I don't know. Well, they're only asking,
Apple might settle.
They're only asking for. They want to hold Apple liable for serious emotional stress of the incident, as well as current and future medical bills, and are seeking $75,000. So I don't know if it's $75,000 on top of that. If it's just $75,000, I'm sure it'll go away because that's less than a penny.
Oh yeah, that's
penny of a penny.
Yeah.
Well, then people are gonna start doing that.
But then, right? There's precedent set.
Right.
Listen, I'm a doctor, not a lawyer. So
that's true. I forgot.
Yeah. Peanut butter. Eat peanut butter now. Jif peanut butter, you'd possibly get really sick.
Crazy.
Really?
Oh, the
being recalled.
Big recall.
Really? Mm-hmm. My wife's been sick and she loves peanut butter. I mean, that's all she eats.
Jif. Oh my.
It could be
a big tub of Jif.
This is happening a lot more places than I would have thought. Because a lot of times these things happen, and you're like, oh, it's in Wahlberg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Or it's in way northern California. And you're like, it just happened in some town because of some small plant. But this one's pretty wide. A recall for several Jif peanut butter products has been issued due to a possible salmonella. Jif's creamy, crunchy, natural, and reduced fat peanut butters are among 12 states, left 14 sick that they have here, but I've been seeing stories of so many more people. Here we go. The states reporting salmonella: Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Washington, and one household in Nashville.
Oh, there we go. That's me. That's me.
Oh.
But there's no Tennessee really in there.
No, Tennessee's not there yet.
Maybe because your wife hasn't reported it
but
yet.
But I'm telling you, if it's in Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas,
we're surrounded.
It's in Tennessee. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes you don't know. Like even the Lucky Charms people, they would.
I had Lucky Charms and Jif.
Yeah. But people just never thought it was their cereal. They just like were getting sick. And then there was this one guy, I saw him posting on like Instagram stories, like Mosh put it up or something, where a guy was like, dang, I just thought I started to be allergic to Saturdays because I would get sick every Saturday after I had my
Every Saturday.
I was getting sick.
With Lucky Charms.
But that was his Saturday treat.
Mm-hmm. A group of high school students in Darlington, South Carolina are crying foul over not being allowed to walk across the stage to receive their diplomas at their graduation. They say school officials are being too tough about harmless senior pranks. The school says so much more, and so do police, who have detailed a laundry list of pretty significant vandalism as the prank. The students and their parents said harmless prank. Officials said that more than 30 seniors and underclassmen entered multiple school buildings on campus without permission. Students claim they didn't do any of what's alleged. And they were listening at a low volume, too. The statement says that students vandalized and damaged property, including doors and windows egged, chalk paint used to graffiti walkways, walls, and windows, syrup and confetti spread throughout the buildings, chocolate sauce poured on the walkways and tracked inside, shaving cream sprayed in the water fountains and on the lockers, display cases and windows.
Oh, my.
The principal's office and the central office broken into and vandalized. That's where it gets serious.
No, that's real serious.
The rest of the stuff, you're like, okay, someone paid to clean it all up,
that's
and that sucks.
A lot, yeah.
Here we go. The principal's office and central office broken into and vandalized. Hand sanitizer dumped in the hallway. Classroom and furniture thrown down the hallway. WPDE. If that's the case, it sucks someone can't walk at graduation, but if they don't set the rule and then actually enforce the rule, people are going to break the rule forever.
Yeah.
They broke the rule. You do the crime, you got to do the time. And I was fine with syrup and the bull crap, and you have your parents pay for it.
Yep.
But you can't go busting windows.
And you throwing furniture.
Throwing furniture.
It's dumb. It's too much.
Yeah, breaking into office. No.
If this is the case, what the story says, I side with the school. Right. Amy?
Yeah, no, I side with school. Like, that's
Eddie?
Just too
much. 100% school. You can't, I mean, like I said, it's way too much. Like, they could have stopped at the first five.
Lunchbox?
Man, I hate to say it. I sound like an old man. I side with the school.
It's just the broken windows,
it
right?
Breaks his heart
to say
that.
Yes, the other stuff you can just clean up. Like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Well, they should have to clean it up.
Well, yeah, them or they have to pay for it. But yes, the breaking the windows but dang, I sound old.
Hey, can I see the email, Mike, with the subject line, do you hate Eddie?
Oh, boy.
You want, who wrote that email?
Well, not me.
Do you hate Eddie?
The subject is, do you hate Eddie? And it was sent to Amy.
Yeah.
I'd like to read it now. Hi there, Amy. Longtime listener of The Bobby Bones Show and of your podcast. Huge fan of yours. I've been curious the last few months why you hate Eddie so much.
It's a good question.
Lunchbox says some really horrible things and bullies different show members, and you just laugh. But if Eddie does anything, you're quick to jump on him and call him out. Am I missing something about Eddie? He seems like a nice guy, and he used to love listening to you both bond over being parents. Just an honest question. I hope it doesn't feel like an attack. Do you hate Eddie? Amy.
Oh, so I already replied to her, and I was like, oh my goodness, thank you for pointing this out. Like, I didn't know anything was coming across that way, and I feel like the past several months, I don't know, I feel like some of us, well, I'll just speak for me. got a little bitter with Eddie just because he was annoyingly winning all the time. But that's actually not Eddie's problem.
Hey, Tom Brady lives it every day.
Right. Jeez, man. So that's my problem. And so I had to do some reflection. I had to look inward. And I thanked her for sending the email and said that I definitely don't hate Eddie. If anything, it's more of like a, like we're like, everyone in here, it's like a, if we're attacking each other, it's like a brother-sister type thing. But I want to work on that because I don't want to be a, like a sore loser.
Nice. I like that.
Good one.
Pun intended. But I just, I did reply back to her and she replied back. She goes, oh, okay, I'm an only child. Like, I don't understand like sibling interaction like that. So she goes, thanks for clarifying. I'm so glad you don't hate Eddie. And so then that led me to say, or want to say, Eddie, I would like to apologize to you because I didn't know I was coming across that way.
Yeah. It's weird that you guys were talking about me. I had no idea. Yeah. Like, it's just weird that you guys.
Who?
You and this fan, she this emailed listener.
Me. Like, that's why.
I mean, people
that's
talk why. About me all the time. Eddie,
but it's weird. Isn't it weird that, like, someone emailed her, she responded to her about me, and I had no idea about this. No, it's very strange.
But it's an email.
Really? You're a public figure, and it's an email.
She emailed my podcast email.
I gotta, Eddie, do you just go, like, to some bizarro world once you get the post show? Because I feel like normal show,
what do you mean?
You're like dialed in. You don't say real stupid stuff. But post show, you say the stupidest stuff.
Yeah. I think on the show, like I have to be real dialed in. Because I can't mess up or whatever. We're live, blah, blah, blah. Post show, it's like, who cares what you say?
Yeah.
Let's just let it out, however it comes
should
out.
Should she have like...
should she have emailed
should
Eddie
she
first?
Should she have CC'd you?
I think so. Or like I'm part of the conversation, so...
No, you can have a conversation about other people. Scuba Steve and I talk about all five of you every day.
Wait, you have a conversation about me without me there?
I do.
That is not...
Exactly.
Should I recorded it and send it to you?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Next time.
Okay.
That's like if somebody emailed me and said, hey, man, Bobby this, Bobby that, and I'm like, yeah, I know, man, it's crazy. Like, let's talk
but
about
she didn't
Bobby
do
for...
that. No, she said, I'm glad you pointed that out.
But even if I just said, let's talk about Bobby, you and
what's
me.
What's wrong
wait,
with you?
Wait, hold on. So if
it's,
I...
It's so
I'm,
weird.
No, I'm so...
I'm
you're
so
saying,
confused by
this
Eddie.
Is her email. Yeah. So she... Because you're mentioned in the email, but really it was a question to me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, hey, how is Eddie feeling as a dad? Like, that would be me answering for you. It was like, hey, do you hate Eddie? To which I replied, I paraphrased earlier, but now I'm going to go verbatim. I'll have to work on that. It's more like a brother experience, but I didn't realize it came off that bad. I adore Eddie, and it's all just playful. We'll work on how that is coming across, though. Eddie is awesome. Thanks for sharing.
And at that point, you
should have CC'd you to that.
I think so. That would have been nice.
It had nothing to do with you,
you
really.
Are so weird.
It had to do with her actions, her...
Towards me?
No, but it had nothing to do with you.
It's interesting.
As far as
I'm the
why
subject
she
of
would,
it.
No. She's the subject of it and why she is feeling this way towards you.
She's the star, I'm the co-star.
Okay. So when people email
guys,
in,
we're doing it. We're going down the Eddie slide.
Well,
I don't
really
want
to
go.
So when people email in to Bobby and say, hey, Bobby, you should really fire Lunchbox. Do you think they should CC me on that?
If he responds and say, well, let's talk about Lunchbox, you should CC Lunchbox.
What about a boss?
Yeah, when a boss in the company is talking back and forth about you.
This isn't the boss in the company. This is a listener and you.
Okay, weird. Moving on, because we'll sit here all day.
Like, is he being...
No, you guys are being...
No,
I'm being dragged
Bobby,
down this
Bobby,
road.
Well, Bobby, I'm asking now, a question. Is he being serious, or is he just doing this just to be funny?
I'm being dead serious.
But now my tone is coming across like I don't like Eddie.
Again?
Hey, Amy, I'm starting to feel that right now.
Oh, you don't like me?
Somebody can message me.
Bobby, do you hate me?
Yeah.
To that listener, which, by the way, then I also replied back to her, too, that it didn't feel like an attack. And I appreciate kind, thoughtful listener questions and feedback. Like, she was really cool about it.
I have a list here. Is Lunchbox slowly turning into a hippie? Would you guys like to hear this list?
Yes.
Oh, boy. What did I do this time?
The guy that we... Well, nothing bad.
This isn't, yeah.
But it...
Did someone email this without it?
No, I would have CC'd you.
Thank you.
That would have been the right thing
to
do.
So this is actually Mike's list. He said, I have a theory that Lunchbox is turning into full hippie. Here are the two recent developments that made Mike think this. One, you've gone paperless, and you use your mail for everything now. Email?
Yeah, email. Yeah, I do.
You don't want us printing anything for you. By the way, I think this is great. This is not a slam.
Right, I've always been that
Tell
way.
Tell me something good, no commercials, everything in email.
Yes, I prefer it that way just because we waste so much paper around here, it drives me nuts.
Number two, you're now riding your bike to work to save on gas.
Yep.
While at the same time, it helps the environment.
That's true, too.
But you still buy a lot of lottery tickets, which is paper and is spending money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to win money.
Right.
Which is paper.
But the lottery ticket's already printed. So they're going to get...
So if an animal is at the the kennel. They're selling dogs. If it's already alive, you can go and adopt. It's okay to adopt it.
Yes. Yeah, if it's already
say
born.
That again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I got my dog is the kennel.
No. Like the where they breed
dogs.
Oh,
the breeders.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, and I don't care what your answer is. Either way, I'm just...
I'm not for the breeding.
Okay.
Rescue a dog, don't buy one.
Right.
That's my...
Right, got it.
Yeah.
Other hippie qualities. You don't shave. You embrace the natural look.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution was to shave more. It's just hard.
You don't shower often.
That's true.
You don't wear deodorant often.
True.
You do not embrace technology.
I hate it.
You have waited forever to do online banking because you don't trust corporations.
Yeah.
But you were using paper way longer and not using... See, a lot of this stuff contradicts each other,
no.
But...
Email is fine. Like, you can email me a story, whatever I need. You know, that's fine.
You don't buy new clothes?
No, I never... Jeez.
So are you a hippie?
I don't know if I'm a hippie. It's cool. I mean, I like the trees.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
I like the grass, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's the new you.
I mean, I don't know, but I just think that's who I am.
A little smoky?
No.
But would a hippie buy a Lambo, though?
That's true. Maybe,
I don't have the money.
But if you did, would
you? I'd buy it.
Okay, so you're not a hippie. You're just what? Blank.
Just trying to be – I try to be conscious of the earth. Like, I don't – and I don't buy plastic water bottles. Like at the grocery store.
These are compostable.
But I'm saying you would buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah. But I don't know what term you would use for me. I mean, I'm just not... I try not to be wasteful.
Yeah. But you would buy a Lamborghini.
Absolutely.
If you had the money.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
That's not a hippie.
So you are, because of your options...
I'm limited.
But if you had less limits...
I'd be flashy.
You'd use them.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Just making sure there. A couple things I wanted to mention... I want to go to Ray first because, Ray, I saw on your Instagram story you're now selling shares of houses. What shady stuff is this?
No, it's
oh my God.
It's not shady at all. Right, it's just a startup, so it hasn't started yet. But
you put a link that says click here and you can be involved.
Right, you'll be one of the first people. You're on a wait list once this app launches.
What is it?
I had it posted. It was so you're going to be able to do it. And most people, the rich people, buy houses. Well, guess what? When you don't have a ton of money, you're going to be able to be a partial homeowner. So you buy $20 in a stock in a house, and it goes up. Look at the housing market right now.
But so yeah, you can buy shares of a house, basically, and then when the house sells, you get money based on the shares you buy.
Exactly.
How did you get involved in this, though, to be pitching it out on your Instagram story?
Finter.
No, I get it. But how did you get involved in this?
I didn't. They just said if you get some people to sign up, you'll jump in
the
way.
Who said they? Who's the? I mean, how did you know?
So I got an email. I get like inside stuff that's going to happen in the next 10 years that nobody knows about.
Get an email when nobody else knows stuff.
I get newsletters, and okay. So I'm a little ahead of the curve. And I told everybody this is going to blow up. It hasn't started yet, but I'm on the wait list now. And so everybody that clicked the link, they can get on the wait
list
too.
I'm nervous to click it.
Have we checked to see if Royal Caribbean has made some money for you?
They did, but then the pandemic hit. Let me see.
But I thought you told us to buy during pandemic.
It was up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now Amy signed up. Hey, ain't a scam. Amy ain't gonna fall for it. You know what I'm saying?
What is it called?
Ray, it just seems like you're always into something shady.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I told everybody Ethereum when it was about, I don't know, $60, and it's at $3,000. So you're right, though.
What's at $3,000?
Well, Ethereum, but it dropped a little bit.
Ethereum. But
I told people about Ethereum 4 years ago, right when Bitcoin was blowing up. I said go for Ethereum, Ether, and it's one of the biggest stock exchange right now for cryptocurrency that there is. Here we go. It's dropped a little bit. It touched 3,000.
I didn't ask about crypto.
I mean, I know.
Hold that up. Let me see the website.
It's endorsed by Forbes.
Had to prove it.
It just says that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things on Shark Tank. They had to do a special PSA that, hey, just because people put that it's a Shark Tank product, they never appeared on our show. We're having a lot of scammers like that just put it on their website.
Hey, I've been endorsed by Benjamin Franklin. Prove I haven't been.
Is it on your website?
Yeah, who knows? It could be anywhere. Ray, why are you always into shady stuff, though?
Not shady. It's just ahead of the curb.
Starting with just $5, you can begin investing in real estate by purchasing fractional equity shares.
Eddie, what's your theory on Ray's always up to something?
I feel like Ray likes to be sneaky. No matter what it is, he wants to be sneaky about it. I think he gets a rush from like, ooh, yeah, this is going to be a little sneaky. I'm going to get a little DM work and DM people here, make some business deals. And also, too, I think he likes making money fast. Not really like long term.
Well, who doesn't like to make money fast?
He doesn't really want to work. He just wants to, hey, big deal right here.
He works hard.
No, I get it. And that's his 9 to 5. But on a side hustle, he wants to be like, ooh, I'm going to do a little something here, put $10, turn it into 20. Let's do it real quick.
What is it called, right? Is it called a Forerunner?
Well, it's called Finter. There's about three of them that are going to launch very soon, but Finter is going to be the best one.
I think I'm going to go with Forerunner. That's one by Jeff Bezos.
All right.
Are you sure, or is it just?
No, it says returning backers include Bezos Expeditions, the personal investment company of Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Good Friends, a venture fund by CEO.
But again, the personal investment company of someone
isn't always. They raised this one that I'm looking at, they raised $25 million in the Series A funding round. I like it.
I mean, one of the guys on the website has a blue check mark.
I get it. I'm just saying when Ray's always posting Lil Ways.
And A-Rod follows him.
And Ray, if we click that link, do you get something?
I got one share. It said if you get 10 friends to sign up, you get one share.
That's guys, it. That's the real reason.
Here we go.
Thank you, guys. No, I jumped the wait list, too. I was at 17,000, and now I'm at 9,000 in line.
And do you think that's a real thing?
Yeah.
You think they actually have a line, like a queue going down?
Yeah. They've 20,000 people have signed up since they launched.
I mean,
go ahead, Avery.
No, it's cool. We'll do it in the big three stories probably in like 6 months. You'll be like, oh, that's what Ray was talking about, Finter.
I get it, but even if that's right, you're just always up to something.
This is just different than stock. It's actually good. I enjoy it because the housing market's blasting right now, so why not advertise to people about the housing market when cryptocurrency is through the rock bottom and still digging?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just feel like this is very interesting for people that aren't rich.
I get it. I just feel like you're linking a lot of stuff for our listeners, and they're going to sign up and get their money involved in something that's not going to be legitimate. I guess that's my fear.
I think it's legit.
Okay. You heard it from him.
It's legit.
Who backs it? You got any big endorsers?
Me. Uh-huh. And then I told my wife, I said, look into it. I said, this is going to be something big probably in 6 months. We need to put some money into it.
I like it.
Finter is leveling the playing field so anyone can invest in real estate, starting with, again, just $5.
Okay. Just $5, guys. Yeah.
Well, now I'm convinced too.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Good luck, Ray.
Thank you.
Good luck. Eddie and I have a song. It's called Nobody Cares About the Opening Act. We've played it a couple times. We actually recorded it in the studio. But we recorded and left part of the song open for artist collaboration. And we haven't asked anybody yet, but I would like to play it. And then you listen to like the second verse that's empty. Amy, Lunchbox, Morgan, you tell me who you think we should ask to be on the song. And now the whole purpose of the song is that we were the opening act and nobody cared about us. And don't hit me with the, well, I saw Eric Church when he was opening for Cisco Bob. No, we get it. You're missing the point. When you're the opening act, you feel like nobody cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we did the song, because at the end there's a turn that goes, because nobody cares about us because we're the opening act. So the whole song is about the struggle of being the opening act. So here is the song. Listen, because you'll hear a blank part and tell me who you think should be in it.
Bought a ticket, said the show started around 7 o'clock. You got there early, sat in your seats, and you got ready to rock. Now you're stuck watching a band that sucks. You never even heard of these guys. You should go wait in line for some nachos, cause everybody here knows nobody cares about the opening act. Nobody cares about the opening act. You don't know a single song that they play. Your only wish is that they get off stage. They said sing along. Opening act.
All right, who would go right here? Keep it up, keep it up. Here we go. And it's empty starting now. Who are you feeling, Amy?
What are our choices?
Anyone.
Yeah. Who would go? Because and I'll give you the theory about who to ask and why ask what. Who do you hear in this spot right here? Because they're going to sing. Now it's going to go back to the chorus now.
Nobody cares about the opening act. Nobody cares about the opening act. You don't know a single song that they play. Your only wish is that they get off stage. They said sing along and no one's saying it's true. Cares about us, 'cause we're the opening act.
And this is empty for a bridge, a different artist. La 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 la.
So this is the artist you want to come on stage?
Not on stage, right. In the song. Record the song with us in the studio.
Ah.
In the record. This is the version where we left them open, those spots open.
They're going to sing in that spot.
For artists to sing.
Got it.
So then, dun, 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 right? But the artist is still singing, the second artist, or the one in again. This is called the bridge. And then it ends, and it goes back to this part right here. Go! 3, 2, 1, go!
Nobody cares about the
and then it ends, right? Okay, so yeah. You've heard what we have here. We have this song, we've recorded fully, we left two spots open, and this will be what artists do sometimes. They'll go, hey, when they ask somebody, let me pick somebody that I know we're not going to ask, because we asked, John Party did the last song with us. So it would be like, hey, John, recorded this, left these spots open. Is this a song? Because they have to write their own part, too.
Is he an opening act?
Everybody's been an opening act.
I know they have been.
Yeah.
But like.
No, it needs to be somebody who understands. No, somebody that's just an opening act is not, we're not going to ask because nobody knows them, really.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah,
right.
Because I'm like.
It's somebody who's big now who knows the struggles of being the opening
act. It's easy.
Act. Yeah. Go ahead.
Old Dominion.
Okay. Because?
I think they were opening act and they're a big enough band and they have a good sound and I think they do fun, their songs are kind of fun like that, so I think they would be a good choice for that spot. Okay.
I like that. I haven't thought about Old Dominion, I'll be honest
with
you.
That is a good one.
Remember, it can be anybody because everybody's been an opening act.
Everybody.
Well, not us until this, honestly.
True.
Amy?
I'm going to go Dierks Bentley.
Okay.
Oh, I know another one.
Go ahead. We're looking for suggestions. There's not a right answer.
You debuted this at his concert, Garth.
Garth's a good one.
Problem with Garth is we can't stream it if he gets on it.
Forget it then.
I got a perfect one.
Go ahead.
I think it should be Jake Owen. Like when I was listening to it, I was like, I hear Jake Owen. He's someone still that doesn't get like a lot of big recognition. And yes, he's bigger now and he used to be a big opening act, but he's still grinding.
Yeah.
And it sounded like when I heard the song, I was picturing it and I was like, this is perfect.
Okay. Ray?
I was singing Lil Durk.
Who?
Who's Lil Durk?
A rapper.
If we're rapping, we could get old Ryan Charles.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now you're talking.
Well, New Boot Goofin'.
New Boot Goofin'.
Nice. Here's the issue, right? Because I could just text. I could just send this to a bunch of friends and be like, hey, you want to be on it? I could just text it to Jake. But like, we did this song. Do you want to write a verse and be on this? The problem is when you ask friends, they are, one, either guilted to be on it, or two, they want to say no, but then they do say no, and it's just awkward. It's just awkward, right? So if you ask somebody super close to you, that happens. Or you don't want to go for, like, I would never send a note to Luke Combs and be like, hey, you want to be in the song, buddy?
Oh, wow.
That'd be cool.
Because he's, right. And he's probably going to say no because he's massive. He's too big.
What about Kane Brown?
Again.
I know he's big, but.
Yeah, but you can text him right now. It'd be awkward.
Jason Aldean?
I mean, I'll be like, hey, Reese from sixth grade really wants you to be on this song.
Miranda Lambert.
So that's the issue. I haven't sent it out to anyone.
A little bit down.
But it's that fine line of who do I think would do it? Therefore, you don't want to ask somebody who just wouldn't do it, even if you're close with them, because that's awkward.
I mean, Old Dominion did that whole song. What was the
Cats,
album?
The Cats.
Yeah, that's they would have fun with that. I think Old Dominion's your home run.
But we can do two, though. We have a bridge. We have a chorus and a bridge. What do you think, Scuba?
I don't know about a bridge.
I hear women vocals on it. I don't hear a guy at all. And I think you got to go for a different genre. I'm thinking like almost like a punk rock type sound, like an Avril Lavigne voice.
I don't think we would get anything. We don't know them.
But I mean, management can cross over in different realms. I don't hear a guy's voice. I hear a girl's voice.
Well, what about Little Big Town?
What about him?
Like Leah Kate or something like that.
I don't even know who that is.
They're the
Kelsey Ballerini.
And it needs to be somebody
that's good.
Has a big enough name that people will come and check out because they have a big enough following.
Yeah, I'm thinking about another different demographic and crossing to a different space of top 40 where you get recognition somewhere else.
Okay, like
Kelly Clarkson.
So yeah, it's a female vocal. I don't know who exactly, but it's definitely a woman on it. And but of that ilk of like an Olivia Rodrigo.
They were never in a million years.
But not,
never.
But not her, but someone who has that raspy vocal.
Interesting.
The
punk rock sound.
No, Elle King. She's in country.
That would
country
be interesting.
Pop.
I mean, I think Lainey would probably be good.
Lainey
Wilson.
Too country, though. Okay. I don't know.
I mean.
Dua Lipa.
Why not Taylor Swift?
I know. Why, hey.
Why not?
Paul freaking McCartney.
That would be amazing.
Oh, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Aretha from the grave. Okay.
That's cool, though.
Does anybody want to say, Mike, what do you think? Suggestions?
I think somebody I've performed with before, Ronnie Dunn.
That's interesting. From Brooks and Dunn?
I think he would be up for it.
It's a friend, though.
That's interesting.
But it's like, how many years ago was he the opening act?
A long time ago, yeah.
Your boy, Gary LaVox.
Sheryl Crow.
Ooh,
cross genre.
That does sound really good.
I just know it's going to... Okay.
Sheryl Crow.
I have. I'm going to make this a list.
Ooh, she would make it edgy.
And I don't want to say who I'm going to ask first because people will turn it down. And then whoever we go with, I'm sure, we don't want to be like, well, they were the fourth person we asked. Listen, we might get lucky and the first person we ask might say yes.
Yeah.
But I think Garth will be awesome and I think Garth would do it.
You're right about the streaming,
but
though.
But you can't stream it if Garth's on it.
Amazon.
Cheryl.
What, you just yell Cheryl out of nowhere?
Like, I mean, Cheryl would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. Cheryl.
All right.
I don't know. I just feel that's a good one.
I appreciate all the feedback. We'll go from here. I put the song up as that with the parts on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. All right. We'll go. And then that's
anyone
it.
Respond to that post? Like any artists?
No. And not only did they not respond, not a single one liked it.
Oh,
because
no.
I'm not because I don't think anybody liked it. I think they're probably just like, well, I don't want to be too eager. Or I don't want to like it because they'll think I want to be on it. Yeah. And I don't. So it's one of those two things. Let me see if any artists liked it at all. Let me see.
How can you figure that out? They'll just be at the top of the
if
list?
If I follow them.
Oh.
And they...
Luke Combs, can you imagine?
Yeah, no, it is.
No one?
But I think they probably were like, oh, I don't want to like it because I don't want to think I'm like begging to be on it because it's such a hot hit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, well, that's that. We got to go. I got to go to lunch. I don't have to go to lunch. I just have to go home and eat. I'm
you
starving.
Just said that?
Yeah. I got to go to lunch.
He has to eat lunch.
And Mike and I have an interview at 1, so I got to get back over to the house to do that. All right, you guys have a great day. We will see you tomorrow, post show over. Goodbye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.